We are being told that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed will be turned over to American authorities, but it's not clear where he'll be taken. Now, the White House confirms that U.S. intelligence officials took part in today's arrest. U.S. intelligence agencies have been working closely with their Pakistani counterparts to capture several al-Qaeda leaders in recent months. Commonly, the Americans provide information and technical assistance. They may even be on the scene while Pakistani police knock down the doors of suspected hideouts. Today's arrest comes after several failed attempts to capture a suspected terrorist whose career took him around the world. Now, the FBI wanted poster of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed features two pictures. In one picture, he's wearing a traditional Arab headdress, a white covering known as a keffiyeh, and he stares grimly at the camera through a pair of glasses. In the other picture, he's wearing a dark suit and tie and smiling slightly. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is a Pakistani national. He grew up in Kuwait, where some of his family members became involved in Islamic militant groups. But Khalid Sheikh Mohammed appeared at first to have chosen a different path. After graduating from a Kuwaiti high school, he went to college in the United States. He attended two schools in North Carolina and earned a degree in mechanical engineering from North Carolina A&T. His life changed again in 1986. He traveled to Pakistan. In those years, the country was the center for the Afghan resistance against the Soviet Union, and he became involved in the Afghan War. That conflict became a meeting point and a training ground of sorts for radicals who eventually turned against the United States. Investigators believe that by the 1990s, Mohammed was helping to organize terrorist groups. He associated with the men who bombed the World Trade Center in 1993, at least according to U.S. officials. And later, he came up with a plan to bomb a dozen airliners as they flew across the Pacific Ocean. The men who developed that plot also spoke of flying airliners into buildings. In 2001, all those different proposals may have come together in the September 11 attacks. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is one of the few men American authorities say is directly linked to the plot, other than the hijackers themselves.